Hi, podcast listeners. This is Andrew Hahn from Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective. We had a text message argument about where Luka Doncic would be drafted if every franchise was rebooted. It carried on for weeks to the point where I put Brian, Royce Young, and Tim McMahon in a room together to make a list and filmed it. This is an audio version of that conversation. If you want to see the full video, it's on ESPN's YouTube page. Just search Hoop Collective there. And now here's rebooting a franchise draft.
Let's do it. We'll do it right here. Okay. This is redraft the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, and not for tomorrow's game. Like, if you're starting a franchise, this is the guy that I want.
Right.
You would go first and what,
fourth?
Sixth?
Whoop.
No, I don't
whoop.
Know.
Whoop. Whoop. Just like that.
All right. Well, Royce, you can go first.
Okay.
Because I know you
I call
have...
dibs.
All right.
I think it's a pretty easy pick. I think it's Giannis and Antetokounmpo, right?
All right. Let me get my list out. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
No. I mean, that's... Look, when you're talking about age, talent, I would go with the...
And upside, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only going to get better. He's an MVP, and he's going to get better.
All right. First pick, Giannis.
Second pick, I would take Luka.
And second... This is
second pick.
Boy, who build, lives in Dallas here?
No, well, look. Obviously, I'm looking for a guy who I think has about a 15-year window as an all-star, superstar, and I believe, you know, in short order will be, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, I think we're talking about an MVP candidate.
I agree with that. And, in fact, like, the list that I have nobody under the age of 20, so I'm pretty much knocking out a lot of the rookies. And I have nobody over the age of 30.
You have nobody?
Nobody over the age of 30. If you got your 30, if you're 29 today, you could be on my team. If you're 30 today, I don't want you. Because this is, you know, that's the way I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely erring on the side of youth and upside.
All right, so I'm going with Kawhi.
He's about to turn 30.
Is he 30 right now?
Okay. It's the criteria.
All right. And so I get the next
so
two picks.
You get back-to-back picks.
All right, then I'll take James Harden.
Okay. All right, so you were pushing up against your age limit on both these.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't like for my team. This is like this would be like the picks in a draft. Like,
right.
I mean, they wouldn't be on the same team, but like if you were drafting in order.
Right, we're just kind of ranking the players in terms of
Harden
who you'd want to build around.
Harden and Kawhi are kind of perfect because they're in their prime right now, and then they've got some more time
left. Also, players that should age well too, I would think, especially Harden. I think he'll age well in the NBA.
I would think so.
Good right, pick. So I'm saying good pick, Brian.
So that's right.
Okay.
It goes this way.
I would go Anthony Davis. And this is a guy who obviously, you know, the talent speaks for itself, but he is, although he's been in the league for a while, you look at the age, he is just starting his prime. So, you know, I would get the entire prime of a perennial All-NBA player.
Are you going to sign him to a long-term contract? Like, are you going to lock him down?
I'm like the Lakers. That would definitely be the preference.
Okay.
He may not be popular with current players and popular with the rookie class, but he's popular with me because I'm taking Steph Curry.
My 30-year-old.
Yeah, how much prime is left there?
I think he's a player that will age very well. What do we always say ages well in the NBA? Shooting.
I agree.
Yeah.
And has he ever been a supreme athlete?
He's a pretty good athlete.
He's somebody that you may have to hide a little bit more on the defensive end, but I actually had him number two on my list.
Oh. All right.
And you got another pick.
I got another pick. Okay. Another good guard that I think will age well, Damian Lillard, shooting again. I've got a bias for shooting.
Yeah, you also like the guys who pull up from 30.
Obviously, and a bias for Dame because he's one of my favorite players.
Plus,
in the game.
You were there when
I saw it firsthand. I think he actually waved at me. He said, "I'll see you personally next round, boys."
Because and the rest of y'all go.
Everybody
home.
Else, out
everybody
here.
Else, back to Bricktown with you, Jokic. A legitimate MVP candidate hasn't even hit his prime yet. I think there's still upside there.
You like that? You don't think he'll break down at all?
I'm gonna hire a good strength and conditioning director, and we're gonna get him in the best shape of his life, which shouldn't be too difficult.
All right, I'm taking Paul George. In his prime, plays both ends of the court.
Some injury concerns there, though.
Well, there's a lot of guys have injury concerns. Anthony Davis has injury concerns. I like guys who can play at both ends. That's why I took Kawhi. Not so much with Harden.
This is one of those things where everybody's got a different... You've got a... Like, you can look at it as, am I trying to build a 10-year team, a 15-year team? You can look at it a 3 or 4 or 5-year team.
You're trying to win now with an expansion team.
But here's part of my mindset, and this is why I'm not scared of 30-year-olds. It's because in today's NBA, you're not going to have a guy for 10 years.
I know, but you might have a guy for 5.
Right. And so if you get 30 to 35...
All right, my next pick's Klay Thompson. Again, I want guys who can play both ends of the court. I actually thought Klay was playing the best basketball of his career when he got hurt, and I expect him to have a full recovery. So I'm not taking old guys. I'm not taking rookies who I don't know yet. I don't think we've taken any rookies so far.
I've got one coming up, though.
Actually, I'm going to take one right now. All right. I'm taking Zion.
He's the one rookie you can justify, right?
Yeah.
You're big in Zion camp, man.
I think what Zion has the potential to be is a hyper-athletic version of Draymond Green. You know, I mean, I really see a guy who plays a lot of power forward, but some of his best minutes are going to be as a small ball center. I mean, he is a dude who looks like a defensive end and is one of the most explosive athletes that we've ever seen. I mean,
all right, we got it. We know
above the rim, he's going to be
Tim McMahon. Dominant. Zion Williamson has NBA potential. Thank you for breaking it.
Hey, I am picking.
And NFL potential.
I am taking.
He looked like a left tackle actually at summer league. So.
I had this guy in front of Zion, and I hesitated about it, but I've got Kevin Durant. You know, I understand the injury issue. Achilles is a scary thing.
Yeah, it's awfully early in this draft to take a guy with a torn Achilles.
Versus. You just took a guy with a torn ACL.
Well, it's not the same thing, is it?
Well, Kevin Durant's
there's an exception to the rule when it comes to Kevin Durant. He already battled against one career-threatening injury, the Jones fracture that he experienced in 2014, 2013, 2015, whenever it was. That threatened his career. He came back better than he's ever been. He has unusual feet to start with.
That's true.
I think he's somebody that you would look. The Nets are clearly willing to take this gamble.
I understand why they're taking it. I just I wouldn't take him because he's over 30. He's over 30.
If Kevin Durant could give me 3 years at his peak, I would be willing.
All right.
To take that.
Well, that's what you.
Well,
said.
Even if he's not at his peak, 80% of Kevin Durant is still better than an All NBA player.
Right. He's better than 25 other guys in the NBA.
All right. So you go again.
Man, I hate who's next on my list now. I've got LeBron next. I think that you're going to get 3 good years of LeBron left. And maybe I'm taking the wrong perspective in this draft the NBA mindset, but if you give me 3 great years of LeBron plus...
Oh, LeBron senior, not junior.
Fair enough. Okay, so
is LeBron even in your... Would you even... Brian, obviously,
no. He's over 30.
Do you have him in your list?
LeBron was on my list, kind of the others... Getting consideration.
Yeah. So, okay, that was the 13th pick. This will be the 14th pick, so it's kind of the end of the lottery.
Trust the process, baby.
Yeah. I actually almost skipped
LeBron. Trust the process.
Track, so who's your last
Trust pick? The process.
Oh, Embiid.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I was going to take him. I'm a little bit surprised with that because of his injury history, but okay.
Again, young, already dominant, you know, hadn't even hit his prime yet. Can he stay healthy during his prime? We'll see.
All right, so in that first 14, we had, you know, the only one rookie in Zion.
Was there any, other than Luka, was there any second-year guys?
No, I'm surprised you didn't go Boomer sooner and pick Trae Young.
No, Trae Young.
Well, you guys went old.
Not really. Every guy I took was under 30.
You took guys who've been in the league a decade.
Yeah, well, that's where you win with men in this league, says Phil Jackson, and I agree with that. You don't win with losers.
To win for a decade and a half.
I'm trying to win today. I'm trying to win for the next 4 or 5 years. I'm trying to win with men. Not with
probably
losers.
All those players you just drafted are going to demand a trade in 2 seasons and want to leave, so you ain't going to have them anyway.
All right, so I'm with 15th pick. I'm going Kyrie.
That feels a little high to me.
That feels ridiculously high to me. Based on talent, age, and do you really want to building a franchise around Kyrie? There's some risk there.
Well,
buddy.
I still think he's really valuable in the playoffs. I know that he didn't show that in last year's playoffs, but his resume in the playoffs is really good. Now you're going to have to put another team around him to get him there, but I mean, the list kind of gets a little tough from. You know, there's some hard calls from here going forward, especially if I'm sticking to guys in their 20s. I also think even though he's had injury issues, I think his prime years are ahead. And then the next guy, Donovan Mitchell, who, again, goes younger, going into his third year.
This is a big year, though, for him, because last year was a little down. He didn't accelerate the leap.
Right, and the foot injury lingered into the summer. He didn't get to work on his game all last summer. Obviously, this year's... you know, with
and you've seen him firsthand, though. I mean,
he looks so much like Dwayne Wade to me. I know it's a cliche thing to say, but he's like Dwayne, is he's got a very big, strong lower body, so he moves side to side really, really well. He's got big feet like Dwayne, so he can sort of jump stops and makes that step.
He was so good in that playoff series against the Thunder, and it was like we had anointed him the next star of the NBA.
Yeah,
and so it was one of those things where he didn't really live up to it. He was good last season,
right.
But he wasn't. He didn't ascend into superstardom, I think.
You know, honestly, he wouldn't be the first guy in the Jazz that I'd take. You know, I'd take Gobert.
Joe Ingles, really? That
I'd take Gobert simply because with
Gobert. Is that your pick that you just made?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you will be dominant on one end of the floor.
So there's a lot of guys. By the way, you're taking all centers. You're taking.
Well, it's not an actual team.
Bias for size.
It's rankings. We're not building a team here.
I know, but
I'm taking centers in a league.
But they say that's a position that's dead in the NBA. Yeah.
You took Embiid. You took Jokic. I thought Jokic was a little high, and you just took Gobert, who's
and Zion's the small ball center.
Well, I don't know if he can play center.
I got love for big men.
Are you still surprised? I mean, we still haven't heard Russ's name.
That's who I've got him. I've got him next on my list. I've got him in the 14-15 range, and that's where I'd go. I'd go with Westbrook. But he's a complicated pick for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, there's a health and injury issue. You know, I talk about Steph Curry and Damian Lillard aging in the NBA. Russell Westbrook is the flip side of this.
He can't, is like to me, if you're asking me who would I rather take a guy to build a team forward, I would rather take Kyrie, even though Kyrie and Russ have both had a number of injuries. I think Russ has had more surgeries.
It's one of those things.
But I think Kyrie's game will age better.
It's what do you value if you're an NBA owner, you know, or an executive? What do you value? Russell Westbrook is going to field a competitive, exciting team. You're going to win 45 games with whoever you put around him. But can he be your best player on an NBA title team? I don't know about that. And honestly, we'll probably find that out this upcoming season. But
well, he won't be their best player.
Right. Exactly. So. And look, Russell Westbrook is your second best player. We saw that with Kevin Durant. And we saw it at points last year, too. When the Thunder were really good last year, Russell Westbrook was their second best player.
All right, you're up next.
I'm going to go Ben Simmons.
Okay.
And he, again, is a little bit of a complicated pick because of where the modern-day NBA sits.
Yeah.
But this is a young player with upside. And
this is what the Sixers had to be like, you know.
Yeah.
They had to make a decision this year, and they were like, listen, we're going all in on this guy.
Well, another thing is Ben Simmons is also a potential trade asset. But despite the fact the guy can't shoot, there's not a whole lot of 6'10" guys with that physique, that athleticism, and that vision.
Well, and to me it speaks to
like zero.
He has a significant flaw in his game that we all recognize, and he's still a dominant player. And so that speaks to how good he is at those other things. And yes, if he could round out the shooting, then we're talking about one of the top four or five players in the NBA, most likely.
All right, McMahon.
Bradley Beal, who I feel, for how good he is, I feel like he is an under-the-radar guy. To me, he's right, you know, Beal, Donovan Mitchell, you know, it's kind of neck and neck. Still young, I mean, and a guy who is productive across the board. He just is in a irrelevant franchise right now, so he didn't getting up, but I mean, look at his numbers last year after John Wall went out.
He's great.
He was unbelievable.
All right, so I'm going to make the last pick. I've got a couple of different guys here.
There's a lot of players on the board here still.
Yeah, I mean, like we haven't. I'm not picking them, but we haven't heard Jimmy Butler's name. Mm-hmm. He just got a max contract.
Blake Griffin, I assume you're not taking.
Not taking Blake Griffin. Sorry, OU. If you had the last pick right now, who would you take?
I think I have Karl Towns.
Okay,
that's who I have too, and I don't like it. I don't love him. Talent's obvious, but
it feels
in terms
like at about
building
six,
a franchise
16,
around
17,
him,
once you get into that range, the pool gets very muddy.
So I like Pascal Siakam here. I think he's going to, I know their team's not going to be as good,
right,
but I think he's going to blossom even more. I like De'Aaron Fox here a lot because I think De'Aaron Fox has the makeup of a guy who could be a star point guard in the league. I like Victor Oladipo.
Although, coming off the
injuries, obviously it's a major injury. But, again, two-way player in his prime. But I'm going to go with Jason Tatum. I have been on Tatum's belief after his rookie year, and I was one of the people that got burned being a real big believer in him last year, and I potentially could be wrong about this. I think he just made a misstep with how he went into last year. I think this guy's an absolute stud. I think his makeup is going to be great. And so,
and judging a player after year two is never.
Yeah.
And it's not like he didn't. It's not like he fell off a cliff.
No.
You know, you just think after that rookie year, he's taken off and he was kind of. Yeah.
And I don't know if you can judge really anybody based on last year's Celtics team.
Right. Especially the young guys in such a chaotic situation.
There's a lot of guys that you can look at their year two, and now we look at them as Victor Oladipo, for example.
All right. All right. I want to get some lunch, so I'm done with it. Okay. And now I know why they cut this from jump.
Yeah, my list was bad.
Too long-winded.